Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, May the 10th. The grains closed mainly higher. July corn up 3 1/4 cents, 7.75 1/4. March wheat steady, 10.92 3/4. And July beans up 7 cents at 15.92 1/4. Really very choppy day here today. Crop progress added a little bit of strength to the markets. We opened higher. Corn traded lower at 1 point. Wheat traded lower. Beans all traded lower at 1 point. All came back. But it was really, you know, back and forth, pretty much in the corn and wheat all day. The beans, not so much. They were well supported with bean oil being up 130 ticks. Now, that despite the crude oil closing down $3.33 a barrel at $99.76. I'm surprised it didn't have more of a negative impact on the bean oil. But that's the way it was here today. The stock market, which has been pressuring the grains, it's been all over the board too. It's been 500 higher, 400 lower. Right now we're up 45 points in the Dow. You know, the choppiness continues out here. There's reports that the Russians were selling the stolen Ukrainian grain, possibly going to Syria. I don't doubt that for a second. As I've been saying, I think Russian grain is moving, as evidenced by the rebound in the ruble. Somebody's buying rubles, and they're buying them either to buy crude oil or gas or grains. There's rumors today that China is looking to buy corn and beans from the U.S. We see no evidence whatsoever. They did buy 2 cargoes of Brazilian beans, but nothing from the U.S. The drought in Europe is starting to get more attention, and that's kind of underpinning prices here. Plus, the supply and demand report on Thursday, you know, most people think we're looking at the average guess looks like it's on the corn down 28 million for old crop. New crop will come in at 1.352. On the beans, they're going to take old crop from 240 to 225. And new crop to starting off at 317. So we'll see where that winds up. But, you know, tomorrow, if the crude oil and the Dow wind up lowered tonight, the crude oil obviously is going to do that. But if the Dow joins suit and we see them both lower tomorrow, I think you've got to be a little bit concerned that the grains might see a little bit of a sell-off before the report. You've got the funds long, you know, 320,000 contracts of corn, 130,000 contracts of beans, so there could be, you know, some selling with the funds wanting to liquidate. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.